Gilbert, Gilbert, Allen, Allen, Sauls, Saul, 9/16/49. 75-year-old gentleman, single, lives in a group home, wheelchair bound, with long-standing history of multiple sclerosis. Period. The paragraph patient has a Foley catheter, has had recurrent urinary tract infections in the past. Period. Patient was a heavy smoker and drinker at one time, but she's not drinking or smoking. Patient is divorced. His wife since has passed away. Patient used to work for a chemistry lab. Has 3 children. Do not see them much. Would like to see them more often. Patient currently is not smoking or drinking. Allergy none. Surgery none. Hospitalization has required recent, mostly hospitalizations related to catheter placement and urinary tract infection. Immunization is up to date. Patient has lost some weight. Has issues with tremors. I'm sorry. Has issues with has issues with aspiration related to his end stage multiple sclerosis. Family history: dad, mom died of myocardial infarction. Dad died of heart disease and myocardial infarction. On examination, we find Gilbert to be a 75-year-old gentleman, wheelchair bound, with history of MS, chronic Foley catheter related to his MS and atonic bladder. He's thin. He has some shortness of breath with activity with associated weight loss. Patient also has symptoms of aspiration per caretaker. O2 sat 100%, pulse is 58, respiration is 18, blood pressure is 140 over 80, heart positive, stone positive, 2 lungs are clear, abdomen soft, neck shows no diabetes, skin shows no rash. Assessment, 75-year-old gentleman with medication. Just leave that blank. I'll have to get the medication later. He's a 75-year-old gentleman with history of MS, wheelchair-bound, Foley catheter in place, atonic bladder, thin, weight loss, aspiration, shortness of breath with activity. Has been tried on numerous medications for multiple sclerosis. Current medication appears to be stable, but patient continues to decline, most likely has less than 6 months to live, given the natural progression of his disease. Thank you.